Mutual Broadcasting System presents I Love a Masquerade, transcribed.
One thing, Jack. We're sure are we not the innocent members of the family. All that's left in the house is Grandma, Cherry, and Faye here.
Don't forget them. Cherry's precious they people.
Yes, and Pauline West.
Yes, we mustn't forget Pauline West.
Well, if they are in the house, and this Pauline West is here, they've certainly kept in the background.
Way in the background.
On the other hand, they're right up in the foreground.
Well, I ain't seen them.
That's because you don't know where to look.
Then perhaps you'll show Doc and me.
Not yet.
Yeah, and what about the baby?
Yes, the baby's very much with us, too.
You've seen him, too,
I suppose.
I say you have. But, Jack, if you know...
Not yet, Reggie.
But, Jack...
Reggie, don't you know Jack well enough by this time to know he ain't gonna tell us nothing until he gets darn good and ready?
Right. But would you mind telling us why you suddenly decided to have Hope removed to a hospital? And why you've given Grandma Martin and Cherry free run of the house while you're keeping Faye here practically a prisoner?
Yeah, how about that, Jack?
Hope went to the hospital to get her out of the way.
Out of the way of what?
She couldn't possibly stay alive in this house. She knew too much.
How could you know that? She's unconscious.
She was conscious just long enough for me to ask her one question.
What was that?
Where she found the gun with the silencer that killed Job.
She told you?
Yes.
That's the thing that made somebody want to kill her?
Yes.
Well, then, doesn't that put you in the same danger she was in?
Exactly.
Jack, you're in danger of being killed.
Well, with proper precautions.
But looky, tell us where you found the gun, too. Then there'll be so many of us that know...
I don't want that.
You don't want what?
Look, I know who the murderer is. I know how Job's murder was done, but I haven't got a scrap of proof. I could tell my story from now on. Nobody'd believe me.
The baby... The baby would be proof.
Yes, I could bring the baby to light, but a crying baby doesn't prove murder.
Well, so what?
So I've got to catch the murderer in the act.
But how did you being in danger?
We know he wants to kill me. We know he's going to try to kill me. When he tries, it's up to me to be the smartest.
You haven't been the smartest so far.
That's true.
Jack, you're setting a trap for the killer and using yourself as bait?
Yes.
I don't like that. I don't like it a bloody bit.
And Doc?
Yeah?
The outcome's going to depend a great deal on you.
Hey, you mean your life?
I mean, if you let Faye here give you the slip for 1 minute, I can't predict what will happen.
Faye, huh? Faye.
Oh, my goodness, but you look ferocious, Doc.
Look, Faye, I ain't never hit a woman in my life. But you try one move, and lady, I'm going to lay you so flat that you could be shoved under the carpet.
No rough stuff, Doc.
Well, I ain't fooling, sister.
What a pal.
Now then, Doc and Reggie, I want you to listen closely to what I'm going to say. In case I'm not as smart as the killer when the time comes.
Hey, cut it out, will you, guy?
Will you listen? In case anything happens to me, I want you to give this information to the police. First, find Pauline West, the radio actress. She's in this house. Second, remember that it was Grandma Martin who arranged the chairs in the library so that Job sat in front of the window the night he was killed. But be sure to tell them that she had been arranging the chairs in just that same order ever since the grandchildren were small. You got that?
That's great. I'm making notes.
Third, tell them the night Cherry was bound and gagged and taken down to the furnace room that her clothes were strewn from the third floor to the basement, making a trail that would assure us finding her quickly.
I see. I never thought of that. Did you ask Cherry? Did she drop stuff as she was being carried down?
How could she? She was tied hand and foot before she was taken out of her bedroom, according to her own story.
Then the fellow who carried her down must have dropped the stuff.
Right.
But why?
That's all the police need to know. They can find out the rest from that.
Uh-huh. You know, from the look on Faye's map, I bet she could tell us.
Maybe I could.
Fourth? There's about 3 or 4 thicknesses of wallpaper on the walls of Cherry's bedroom. Did you know for many, for sure how many, Faye?
Well, I'd say offhand the room had been papered 4 times.
Yes. Well, tell the police to peel off the 3 top layers of paper in an area about 3 feet square and examine the figures on the paper very carefully.
Well, what the heck's that for?
And you be present when they do it and you see.
Joe, that's the queerest yet.
5. Give them this gun. It's the one that killed Job and the one Cherry and Hope fought over when Hope was shot. Be sure to call their attention to this piece of black thread tied to the trigger.
Yeah, I noticed that. It is on the gun when I picked it up after Hope was shot.
Yes, about 1 foot long. If they'll examine the end under a microscope, they'll probably find it looks as though it had been burned off. You getting all this down, Reggie?
Yes, quite.
6. This is going to be in the nature of a demonstration. Take hold of Faye's arm, Doc.
Say, what's the idea?
Jack says to take your arm, so I'm a-taking your arm.
Well, take it easy, will you? I don't want to look like I've been manhandled by a gorilla.
Be sure to hang on to it, huh?
You bet you. Hey!
The lights! The lights!
Jack, who turned out the lights?
I did. Sit still. I'll turn them on again.
Sit down, Faye.
No, you let go of me.
I said sit down.
Let go of me now. Go.
Why, you little cat, sit down. Get them lights turned on, Jack.
Let me
Here they
go.
Are. Oh. Oh, I say. Doc, what happened?
Looky at my face.
Scratches. She did that.
I say she done it. She tried to get away.
Faye, what's the matter with you? Why'd you try to get away?
Why not? It was dark.
Lady, you don't know how near you come to getting soft.
So what?
But the lights, what made them go out?
I turned them out.
How could you? You were 6 or 8 feet from the wall.
The same way they were turned out last night before Job was killed. Look, I've got a piece of heavy black thread.
Thread?
That's all. I tied it to the switch when you weren't noticing. When I was ready for the blackout, I pulled on the thread, pulling the switch down. Lights go out, the thread slips off the switch, and...
Then somebody right in this room snapped off the lights.
That's right.
Faye, is that why you made such a fuss? Because Jack found out how you switched off the lights?
Oh, don't be absurd. Jack didn't say I did it.
Well, what about it, Jack? Did she?
I can't prove anyone did it yet, but demonstrate it to the police if I'm not here.
Right, that's five things to tell the police.
And that's all. Now then, Reggie.
Yes?
I want to talk to Grandmother Martin and Cherry separately. Go find them.
Have you any idea?
No, but they're around the house someplace.
Well, how do you know that? We ain't kept a watch on them for hours. How do you know they ain't slipped out?
Because the house is completely surrounded by plainclothes detectives.
What's that?
That's right, Faye.
What's that for?
Because of Hope. Whoever wants her dead might otherwise have slipped away and followed her to the hospital.
I see. Think of everything, don't you?
We do our best. There's murder loose in this house. We're doing what we can to keep it here, under quarantine. Well, go on, Reggie. Find Grandma and Cherry.
Righto. I'll have a look.
Oh, Reggie.
Yes?
One at a time. Bring Cherry first.
Cherry it is.
We're just going to sit here and wait?
I am. You can do as you choose.
I choose to go up to my room.
Go ahead.
Hey, Jack.
You go too, naturally.
But leaving you down here alone, fella.
You stick to Faye. Don't worry about me.
Well, come on, Shadow.
Yeah. Yeah, only I still don't like it.
You've certainly got a lot of faith in your partner.
What you mean?
Two girls and one old woman, and you're worrying about leaving him alone here in the library.
Well, so I'm afraid...
And all the time he'll be within calling distance of you and Reggie. And the house surrounded by cops. That's what I call real bravery.
Don't make us all look ridiculous, Doc. Go along with it.
Well, I got a feeling...
Oh, come on, if you're going to.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
You better lock the door when we go out, Jack.
5:30. I don't quite know where you are. You may be right here in the room with me. You may be watching from some panel I don't know about or at one of the windows or doors. I don't know. All I know is that you've been listening to everything that's been said in this room. I knew you were there. That's why I sent Reggie out to find Grandma and Cherry. That's why I let Faye go up to her room with Doc, so we'd be alone. You may be the murderer. I don't know. But whether you are or not, you're a very unhealthy person. You're afraid. You feed on darkness. Your thoughts are lustful and violent. You're the power of evil in this house. You're not only cowardly and violent and evil, but you're much worse because you're a woman. When a woman's bad, she can be so much more wicked than a man. Strange, isn't it, that anything which can be the greatest instrument for good in the world can also be the greatest instrument for wickedness? I feel sorry for you. It wasn't your fault in the beginning. I think of all the people in this house, you have the greatest potentialities for greatness. You could have been just as great in the realm of goodness as you are superior in the realm of evil. You've worked with such perfect deliberation, coolly, masterfully, with superior knowledge of human nature. You've even used your own weakness to the best advantage. It's been fascinating working against you. And in a way, it seems a pity that you're at the end of your rope. I don't know when that end will come. That'll depend on you. An hour, day, not much more than that. And I want to tell you that
Jack, Jack, look at me.
Doc. Doc, where's Faye?
I don't know.
What's the matter with you?
I was hit over the head. Hit over the head.
Doc. Doc.
Hit over the head.
The baby. Reggie. Reggie. Reggie, it's the baby. Find Faye. We've got to find Faye.
further transcribed adventures of Jack, Doc, and Reggie will come to you tomorrow at this same hour. I Love a Mystery, written and directed by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack, Jim Bowles as Doc Long, and Tony Randall as Reggie York. Frank McCarthy speaking.